You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are just kicking off Act 2, if you're just joining us. A phenomenal first hour. I don't know. Did you accept my friend request?
I did, yes.
Okay. Conrad and I are... I don't know if this has ever been done on radio. Maybe it has.
I might delete you from... I saw some of your posts already, and I'm not having it.
I really don't need you as a follower. I've got over 1,000 people I barely know.
Okay.
But I think for the purpose of radio and for breaking new ground, if you want to... you know, defriend me or unfollow, that's fine. I've already unfollowed you. I'm just saying.
Oh.
No, but we broke ground here. We're officially Facebook friends. This has never happened, to the best of my knowledge, on radio. During a live broadcast. There is a stipulation there. So that you missed in the first hour, folks, and there was lots of fun to be had. Conrad saw a bumper sticker that said...
Don't be a...
We think we can say it. Don't be a male...
Yes.
Tool. Who is this person, too, just dispensing this advice? Like, how does he know he's not one, or she, for that matter?
Some people have to just be like, you know what? Just because that says it, I'm going to be one.
Yeah. I'm going to bump your car in the drive-thru.
Or just ride your butt all the way down the freeway.
Yeah. What was the one I saw? It was in a drive-thru, and it said, it was either Beaver Hunter or I Like Beaver. And I don't know why you would have to put that on your car. Rarely when I've been in my car does my sexual preference ever come into play with other drivers. I'm not saying it's never happened, but I would never feel the need to put that on my car, what I prefer sexually. But maybe it led to something for this guy.
Okay.
Maybe someone was behind him and said, I have a beaver. I need to get to know this guy. See what he's all about. See if there's a love connection. What else? Our question of the night, folks. We got a good one. Labor Day was yesterday. What is the worst job you've ever had? Let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app or drop us a stream comment, and we will read it on the radio. Always more fun when you guys participate. My worst job was a garbage man when I was 19. I was in the hot sun of Marinette, Wisconsin, smelling bad meat and bad milk. I will say, you know what was really cool? One of the perks of the job is when someone would leave something wooden out there, like a chest or a chair, and that hydraulic arm just comes down and crashes it. That was pretty sweet.
I thought you were going to say you took it.
If there was something good, I would. The problem with you're
never
not taking
leave it to waste.
You're not taking furniture, though. You don't know if someone's sitting bare-assed on that chair or whatever. No way. It's bad enough in a hotel room, you know.
Yes.
So.
Have you ever taken a black light to one of those?
No, I never have, and I never will.
Yeah, you don't want to.
I might just commute from now on if I see what happened in my hotel room. So that is our question tonight, folks. Let us know. Conrad's worst job was he had to clean a bar top to bottom for $20, yep. And it took him the better part of a Sunday. I say when I was a garbage man, we've had some pretty good bad jobs. Ollie had a bad job picking thistle. And if you don't know what thistle is, it's like it's in the daisy family, but it's prickly. And she was not given gloves, and that seems so wrong. Maybe that's something Labor Day calls attention to, is better conditions for workers. Sean Boyce on social media says, operating a paint line for incredibly large and awkward iron castings. It made the Marine Corps seem like an easier option. Met a lot of really nice guys who were on Huber work release on that job. I think it's Hubert. You know what the Hubert Law is?
Hubert Law offices?
No, it's when it's called, it allows, I think, people on parole or actual prisoners maybe to go to work and have a job while they're serving time. So Sean mixed and mingled. Thank you, Sean. Paula Krieger, Conrad's mom says Friday Canning Factory in Oakfield.
Yeah, she
ever talked about that?
Yeah, she said she'd always smell, you know, like vegetables and stuff like
that. Oh,
yeah,
vegetables? And okay.
She'd always have corn in her hair every time she went
home. Oh, man. And that's why your dad loves her.
Yeah.
She's willing to work a bad job. But there are tons of bad jobs. I mean, chimney sweep seems kind of tough.
Yeah, Santa does it every year.
Accidentally, with his red suit. He's not sticking a pipe cleaner up there. John Murray from Madison, he's in the 608, says, I worked at the restaurant at that restaurant in Chicago at the 95th floor of the Hancock building. Oh, cool, John. Made a ton of money, but I had seen Towering Inferno, and it was on my mind. Yeah, especially after 9/11. I don't know if I'd want to work. Have you ever been there? It's called the 95th, or is it called the Signature Room? I can't remember, but it's a great, just 95th floor restaurant. And supposedly, my daughter and my sister can verify this, the best view of all of Chicago is from the women's room on the 95th floor, the ladies' room of the John Hancock building. It's supposed to be spectacular.
Interesting that it has a window in there.
That's right. And it is a good view. I had to sneak in to look, but beautiful stuff.
Well, good for you.
Thank you, John. John also says, it's a lot when the elevators take 5 minutes to get you to your floor. Yeah, I can see where that would be a little scary. AJ from the 608 says, good evening, Pete. My worst job was third shift at Denny's. Oh, so all those people you had to clean up after at the bar were probably at AJ's third shift at Denny's. Yep. She says, tips sucked. The drunks were a pain in the tuchus, and the manager was awful. I also saw someone getting stabbed. Fun times. Got to be honest, AJ, it doesn't sound all that fun.
You know, I do like the word tuchus, though.
Tuchus, you don't hear that nearly enough.
It's a great word.
John from Madison also says, when it was over and I moved on to lesser paying jobs, I felt like I had survived a military tour in a stupid, fleeting way. John, we're just glad you're with us. We don't know what we would do without your text, buddy. John from Oshkosh, the 920, says, did I win? Is he talking about the contest?
The contest hasn't been announced yet, but if he's talking about the job, I don't know.
He didn't give us a job, though. John, we're all winners, first of all. Tons of participation awards to go around here. I'm not one of those guys.
Well, if you're second place, you know what this says in the intro.
That was being sarcastic.
Okay.
Give everybody a damn award. Who cares? Take an Oscar. All right. So also on this day, folks, in 1954, the movie Rear Window dropped in theaters. Jimmy Stewart, Grace Kelly, an Alfred Hitchcock film. If you have not seen Rear Window, it is truly, it's in my top 10 movies of all time. And it's interesting. It's one of those movies. It was shot on a set. And if you haven't seen it, you just have to check it out. Jimmy Stewart plays an injured photographer looking out over the courtyard, and he has windows in a 360-degree angle. There are windows to the side, windows across the courtyard, and then windows to his left as well. And we meet all these characters, even though they say very little or we hear very little of what they say. It's a woman talking to a dog, a neighbor shouting at her boyfriend, that kind of stuff, a honeymooning couple that keeps putting the shades down. And Jimmy Stewart is a photographer for like Life magazine, I think it is. So he's got nothing to do and he's bored and he's just watching his neighbors and he sees a terrible crime being committed. And it's a film that is cinematic without being cinematic because it's a set. But it's so cool. We've done this question before on Nightlight where we ask what movie set or TV set would you want to live on or do you feel most at home on? And we've done a couple variations of the question. And Rear Window is one of mine. It's just so communal, the view that Jimmy Stewart has. And it's so New York, even though it's not really New York. It's just great. So if you haven't checked out Rear Window, a great thriller from Alfred Hitchcock, highly, highly recommend it. Tomorrow night on the show, we've got celebrity chef and tailgate expert Robbie Schultz will be here at 6:35, just in time for the NFL season. And then actor Dan Davies, a gentleman I said was going to be on tonight, mistakenly, will be here tomorrow night in studio talking about his film, The Giant Spider Invasion, and Ed Gein, the musical. Dan will be here tomorrow night. That'll be fun. Greg Vadney is coming up at 7:20. We're going to talk about Sputnik Fest and some of the cool stuff going on at the RAR Art Museum in Manitowoc. Greg is the executive director and a really fun guy to talk to. He's here in the studio warming up in the bullpen. So let's do these videos. You know, speaking of videos, I just saw this on Facebook. What do you think about people that post videos of themselves working out?
You know, sometimes it's kind of like, it feels good to get the recognition sometimes of you working out.
Well, that's why they're doing it, right? Yeah. I mean, they want to show you I'm working hard, and I get it. But I think I would rather post something like, just had a grueling episode at the gym, whatever it is. Because I see people like, you know, pushing up 100 pounds on the bench or doing a squat thrust, and it's like, this doesn't need to be viewed.
You know what? Something I don't like is the influencers that, I mean, it's their livelihood, so I get it. But at the same time, it's like having that huge camera stand, the camera in there just videotaping you.
Right.
And then you're just in the background looking dumb or something. And then they post it. And then
it's
you can do.
It's kind of like that Jerry Seinfeld joke. Like when you run when you ride the exercise, it only makes you better at riding the exercise. Like it's kind of a pointless. I know you're trying to burn calories. You're trying to get your heart rate up, but that stuff doesn't need to be posted. You had another spatial issue in your gym.
I did today. I was in the gym.
We're both cursed.
You know, like last week, I believe, yeah, it was last week I talked about there's 20 treadmills, and I was on the left side. I was like, all right, there's no way there's going to be someone next to me. I got the whole right. Today it happened again.
Sure enough.
I went right next to me, and it smelled like I was just having a whole puff of cologne in my nostrils.
I think a lot of people in the gym do that. They sweat and they just put on some kind of scent over it. It's like you can sweat. It's okay to smell. You're at the gym.
Some people put it in, you know, put on cologne before the gym so that it masks.
It absorbs.
And then it's like, all right, that's all I can smell and I hate it.
All right. Speaking of bad smells, I saw this clip of one of my favorite comedians, Todd Barry, very funny New York comedian, who is talking about the three foods his three food categories. You just got to hear this. It's great.
I'm a picky eater. I have three categories of food. Foods I like. Foods I don't like, but I understand why people like them. Then there are foods that baffle me. Food I like. Let's pick an easy one. Pizza. Yum, delicious. No need for further discussion. Second category, sushi. Don't like it. Totally get why people like it, though. What a beautiful, beautiful, awful tasting food that is. I remember the one time I tried it 17 years ago at the Cincinnati airport. I did not enjoy it. No second chances for sushi. You blew it, sushi. Give you every opportunity to be good with that quarter of a bite that I took and spit out immediately. Third category, foods that baffle me, egg salad. If I'm at a diner and I see someone order egg salad, all I can think is, so you read all 75 pages of that menu? And that's the item that popped? Like, oh, honey, look what I found. A little diamond in the rough. Top of page 59, flip ahead. Cold, smelly eggs. I'm sorry, cold, smelly, disgusting eggs. Got so excited, I read that wrong. Smashed together with cold, awful mayonnaise. Also made with cold, smelly eggs. Served on white bread. Baby, this is why we go to restaurants.
That's great stuff, Todd Barry. We're coming right back with the RAR West Museum Executive Director, our pal Greg Badney. Life's sweet as honey. Yeah, this beach chain like
money. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying.
Brother, brother, brother. Oh, yeah, hey, welcome back. There's far too many. Great to have you with me here at Night Late. I was just telling our guest, Greg Badney, about how I got kicked out of a basketball game at Roncalli.
Which is where my kids go to school.
Your kids go to school.
And I'm sure you're still on a short list there.
I probably can't set foot back in the gym. And the funny thing is, I wasn't even a starter. I got in the game. It was like when they put the spazzes in, like with 2 minutes left in the game, just to show up in the box score. And
you showed up in the box score. I showed up in the.
Well, I don't know if I did or not, but I got. We were trying to break the press, and this one kid, speaking of spazzes, just all over me, in my face, like yeah. You know, just.
I might be related to them.
Maybe it was you, Greg.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
And I just kind of lowered the ball, and I swung my elbows, hit the kid in the chest, and he went down. It wasn't like intentional.
Okay.
He just went down, and I was like, you know, and then he got up and got in my face, and the ref broke us up. And he said, "You're out of here." I was like, "I got kicked out for that?" Like, I really was kind of caught off guard.
Yeah.
And I had like some of the parents at our school supporting me to my face, but then saying, "Well, that was uncalled for." Like,
turned around, we don't know what that kid was.
Fair weather fans for us second stringers. God.
Well, I'm sure you had a reputation as a bruiser in the league. You carried that in.
I was the almost 6 foot guy who couldn't really dribble or pass.
Oh,
so basketball was my sport.
But you could throw a good elbow.
I loved playing basketball. I loved basketball. And Wisconsin's very cold. It was the perfect sport for me. I don't like the out of doors necessarily.
Yeah, I miss playing basketball.
How are you?
Yeah, let's just do this. This whole segment can just be
talking about
our glory years.
my non-glory years.
Yeah.
Greg Vadney is here, folks. He is the executive director of the Rarwest Museum in Manitowoc, a gem of a facility right here in North. Manitowoc's Northeast Wisconsin.
We count ourselves as Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah. Beautiful city right on the lake there.
Yeah, and the museum is only about 7 blocks off of the lake.
It is an absolute treasure, and something before I started doing the show, I had never heard of. And that's why, you know, I mean, I don't live in Manitowoc or even close to it, but I feel like more people should know about your museum.
Well, I'm glad you have me on so I can talk about the museum. We're celebrating our 75th anniversary this year.
That's
all year long. So, 75 years we've been around. I'd like to think doing great things for Northeastern Wisconsin, bringing some of the best art in the world to people from Wisconsin and shining a light on the best artists from Northeastern Wisconsin.
So where is the balance there? Is most of the art you showcase from Northeast Wisconsin artists or okay?
No, I would say the bulk of our collection would be national and international art. So you're going to find artwork from certainly names that you'll recognize like Picasso, Warhol,
Georgia O'Keeffe,
which actually was also celebrating an anniversary. Our Georgia O'Keeffe painting, Birch and Pine Tree Number 2, was painted 100 years ago
Original, right?
So, yeah.
That is really cool.
But we also, as a City of Manitowoc facility, are mission-driven to shine that light on local art. So we do collect from the community, both the Manitowoc community, but also the greater Wisconsin community of artists.
How do people do that? If they're a local artist and they want to get their stuff showcased, do they have to wait for an event to come up? Do they just reach out to you and say, "Hey, I'm a painter. I'd love to get my stuff up." What's the procedure there?
Well, it can be really difficult for somebody to get like a solo show. Okay. That is very, very hard because we just don't have that many slots available in our season.
Sorry, Conrad. I tried.
So, we try to schedule things about 2-3 years out.
Whoa.
And we do have a lot of opportunity. We have our biennial county artist members in Manitowoc County artist show that both members of the Rarwest and then people from Manitowoc County are allowed to enter. And it's an open show. So you have your, and then we also do a biennial jury show. So right now we have Milestones, our jury show, and any artist from Wisconsin or beyond was allowed to submit artwork that was judged, and we had a juror from outside come in, take a look at the art, and select artwork for that show. So that is a great opportunity to kind of take your first step into the museum.
Absolutely.
Now, for the juried show, one of the little carrots we put for artists to submit is that not only was there a cash prize for the Best in Show, but the Best in Show is going to be given a show next year. So they'll have a show. And
which is probably even more valuable to an artist than the cash prize. Well, I would imagine.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, first of all, from a monetary value, just to be able to showcase yourself and put yourself out there is great.
Yeah.
And then, you're given a pretty big light on your artwork.
That's exciting.
And, you know, again, the Rar West 75-year-old institution, we're no slouches.
Absolutely not.
We're a pretty good place. So you get your artwork in the Rar West and you get your own solo show in the Art West, in the Rar West. That can be good for an artist's reputation.
That is the voice of Greg Vadney. He's the executive director of the Rar West Museum in Manitowoc, a treasure right here in Northeast Wisconsin. We're going to do a quick, how much time do we have, Conrad? Oh, I'm totally messed up. Okay. No, we don't. Would you just put 5 minutes up?
I thought you were saying for the break.
No. All right. On social media, Mike Desitel says, I've done many things in my life and not once did I ever not love my job. Okay. Every job had a purpose. Every job helped me support myself and my family. Every job gave me a feeling of worth and accomplishment, from paperboy to TV news producer and so many others. Well, isn't Mike just a ray of sun? Do you believe that? Do you really think he?
Mike, I mean, he's got 30. The work ethic, right?
He's a hard worker.
I'm trying to think back on like which one of my jobs tested that.
Yeah, right.
Tested Mike's idea.
We all have them. There's no shame in that.
I definitely can think of a few.
All right. So, Mike, there's no shame in having a bad job, but I appreciate your work ethic.
But, yeah.
We are still on the air, correct, Conrad? I got confused. Every once in a while, it's the 29 and the 30 you get confused about. You just go back to the old clock?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. That's okay. That happens. Greg Vadney is here, ladies and gentlemen. He is a great guest and our pal here at Nightlight. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk about Sputnik Fest and some other really cool stuff they have going on at the RAR. We'll be right back here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pseudo Monday broadcast. That's a Tuesday after a major holiday, which is Labor Day. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight, and you've got the Civic Media Radio Network. Sarah Jean on social media says, a factory on the production line. 0 stars. I hated it. I worked in a factory, too, one summer between semesters or whatever, summer of college.
Okay.
That was not funny either. It gets very monotonous. I was on third shift, but it was not as bad as my garbage man job. Greg Vadney, have you had a horrible job?
I did the, I worked for one of those companies that does the, like retail counts after hours.
Oh.
So you go in and you've got this little electronic scanner that attaches to your hand.
Oh, wow.
And you're hitting all the SKUs and counting them at like 2 a.m. when I had a full-time job, but I had to, you know, another so kid on the way. So I had to make a little extra money. It was, that was a job where I spent the entire time thinking about, I need to write something about this job. I need to write about my time at this job. It wasn't great. It wasn't the worst thing in the world to do.
Tedious though.
But it was very tedious, and just like you're working in the middle of the night and it's exhausting, and you had to be ideal with the count. And if you like the machinery that we had sometimes didn't work properly, and then your count's off and they'll say, okay, go count it again. Go count like,
oh my god,
400 sweatshirts in the back room. I did not have that job for long. That was probably the worst one I had. I worked for the Postal Service.
How was that? That does not that seem like not a bad
that.
Gig, I have to
that
say.
That was a summer job. That was between two of my years in college, between my freshman and sophomore, and then sophomore and junior.
Okay.
And it was a pretty decent gig.
Nice.
You know, I would fill in. But I will tell you, I knocked myself out cold on one of the routes, because they would always tell us, don't like finger through the mail to get the next house as you're walking. And I didn't know why they said that until one day I was walking and I looked up ahead and I saw a tree and there was a low branch and I thought I was ducking, but I was hurrying, trying to get the route done. And I went smack into it. The next thing I knew, I was flat on my back with mail scattered
everywhere. Oh, no.
And this predates, you know, the Ring doorbells and stuff. But, man, it would have been a sight because I hit that thing flush, and it just took me out.
The worst part about when I was a garbage man, and I avoided this for the most part, but a guy that was riding the truck with me got a garbage can up on the edge of the truck, and when he went to take it another way and turn it in, it fell off and hit the ground, and it had rained the night before, so there were maggots in there. And water
like
just
splashed.
Yeah, and he had like this curly, almost like a fro, and it went in his hair, and he started kicking the garbage can across the lawn, like picking a fight and using swear words I wouldn't even say to like my friends. Yeah. I was like just standing there like, oh my God, this is terrible. But yeah, there's just some things about certain jobs that you just... They're
I'm
awful.
Kidding. And while I have the chance on the radio, on live radio, I want to thank all garbage men, because the people that do that work, we take so for granted.
Yeah.
And it takes one time for them to not be able to be there. And immediately most of us are like, oh my gosh,
paralyzed.
What do I do? What are we, right. What are we going to do? Exactly. The world collapses in seconds when we don't have their work, and we overlook them a lot. So thank you
to
everyone
too.
Who collects garbage.
Absolutely. Well said. And let's talk about a great job you've had, your current position at the Rahr West Museum. See, that was a good segue there.
I liked it.
All right. So Greg Vadney, executive director of the Rahr West Museum in Manitowoc. You have... This is such a fun event. Talk about what's happening next week.
All right. So Sputnik Fest.
Yeah.
It's been going on since, we believe, I think it's 2008. It started before me. I've been with the museum since 2011. So I've been I've been doing a lot of Sputnik Fest.
Yeah.
And it is a just ridiculous, wacky block party that we throw to, I'll say, commemorate the crash landing in 1962 of the Soviet Sputnik 4 spacecraft. So I didn't know this until I got to the museum. The Rahr West, I guess, keeps this a bit of a secret. Manitowoc keeps it a bit of a secret.
They do?
I don't know. I mean, I felt like that was something I would have heard.
Yes, that's a great point. Because I learned about it last year, the first time I was doing the show, and you guys asked me to be a judge. And I was like, this happened in Manitowoc? You're right.
That's exactly
what
my thought was.
Yeah.
But in 1962... it was the Korabl Sputnik 1. Sputnik 4 is kind of how we know it in the West. Crashed in Wisconsin, and the largest recovered piece was found on North 8th Street, directly in front of the Rahr West Art Museum. And it, like, by, I don't know, 20 feet, missed actually landing in the museum. We could have plopped that sucker right in the museum.
You would have had a lifelong exhibit.
It
right?
would have definitely been in. But as it is, it's directly like on the double yellow lines.
Yeah.
So it's not something that you can really go out and take pictures of most days out of the year, even though people do it.
Yeah.
We see people, you know, froggering their way through traffic and taking photos all year long. But because there's a little brass ring to commemorate it in the middle of the street. But at Sputnik Fest, we close down the streets. You get to take your picture right there. And when people think about it, like, there was nobody on board the ship. So it's not like it's a memorial to someone.
Right.
It is just a piece of space junk. You know, it was an unmanned satellite spacecraft that crash landed. So we don't have to worry about like it's sacred ground where it landed.
Right.
It's instead like just this goofy thing that happened in the middle of the space race, in the middle of the 1960s when people are just dreaming about science fiction and space.
Oh, right.
And
right.
So it became a great opportunity to just dress up in alien costumes and embrace Star Wars and Star Trek and all of these things that kind of are humans launch into space inspired.
Yeah.
Like this dream about what happens
in
a galaxy far, far away.
And it was before we walked on the moon. It was before 5 years or 8 years before that. So, and if you haven't been to the Rahr West, folks, check it out. I was blown away when I was there last year. And I will say, I expected some kind of shrine or something too, because you're right. It wasn't man-made, but this satellite landed. It could have killed someone.
Yeah, definitely.
But
it
landed
a big chunk
right in the middle of the road. And there's like a steel ring there. Even when I was looking at this plain steel ring, I was like, God, a Soviet satellite crashed right here.
And you think about Because things do crash from outer space, whether they're man-made or not. There is space junk that they'll come down. But, so, I mean, the Earth is mostly water. And then even the part that's land is mostly uninhabited land.
Yeah.
So for it to have crashed in the middle of a city is like the one in a Googleplex, you know, chance. Then it didn't necessarily have to come back to Earth. It could have just stayed in orbit or gone into, you know, outer space. So the fact that it landed is such a mind-boggling, infinitesimal thing to have happen. Yeah. It's like, it's just goofy. It's right, just like, how did this happen?
Right by a museum, too. Like,
no kidding.
You couldn't have a better reason to have a festival like Sputnik Fest than the fact that, well, Sputnik landed right there, and it's right by a museum. I mean, it's just...
And I'll tell you this, to have that as an art museum is a wonderful gift, because not everybody feels comfortable going into an art museum, and we're a big old mansion. So people think of a mansion and they're like, well, maybe that's not where I belong. I don't know that much about art and I don't want to be talked down to and all that. The Sputnik story and Sputnik Fest is a great equalizer. It's a reminder as a city facility that we belong to everybody and that we have our doors open to everybody. And it allows for people who might not otherwise feel like an art museum is a place for them to walk inside and be like, well, I got to check this out. And then you start to see all these other great things, some of the art that we have, and you go, okay, this isn't so hard. This isn't so foreign to me. I get it.
Greg Vadney is my guest. He is the executive director of the Rahr West Art Museum in Manitowoc, right here in Northeast Wisconsin. That's really interesting that you say that most people, not most people, but some people don't feel comfortable going into an art museum. And I never considered that, but you're right. Some people probably feel intimidated. I will tell you, if you haven't been to an art museum, start with the Rahr West, but wherever you go, people don't hassle you. You can really be kind of left to your own interpretations and walk through and just see great beauty without being hassled.
Yeah.
Right?
I think people get their impression of the art world and stuff through like media, like, you know, TV shows and movies and stuff like that. And a lot of that is not what we are like. I like to think, I mean, we couldn't get away with being snooty.
Right.
Because in Manitowoc, people would sniff that from a mile away.
Yes, great point.
And they're like, well, who do you think you are? Come on, man. And I love that. I feel like the Rahr West, we don't talk at you.
Mm-hmm.
The way that we try to present things is, hey, I just found out about this cool thing. Like, here's what I just found out about. What do you think about it?
Right.
Rather than being like, I've got multiple graduate degrees in this, and you better catch up because...
Right.
So we try to... You know, we don't talk down to people.
Right.
Because, like, first of all, we only exist because of these people. Right. And then secondly, like, who do we think we are?
Yeah.
And again, that's a beautiful thing about, you know, Wisconsin and Manitowoc is, like, we're not going to get big in our britches. We've got wonderful artwork, man. We've got really, really good stuff that could be on either coast and not be out of place in museums. But we're not going to follow you around with a security guard. We're not going to tell you to be quiet because you're chatting to somebody about it. We're not going to, you know, tell a kid that they don't belong there.
Right.
So, yeah. And I'd like to think that most museums are like that. Certainly the ones here in Wisconsin. You know, we get to work with a lot of the other museums. We have this conglomerate called the Wisconsin Art Destinations. And we're actually doing a Visit 3 Get a Tea campaign right now where you visit three participating art destinations, you get a free t-shirt. It's an exclusive design from a Wisconsin artist.
Nice.
And the whole idea is like, hey, give these things a chance. Give our museums a chance.
Right.
We got some fun things and great things.
And go in there. And if you do have questions, don't be afraid. Like, people that work at museums love being asked
stuff.
Yeah,
most of us
right?
are pretty quiet. I'm not one of them. But a lot of museums people are quiet until you ask them about something, and they're like, I've been waiting my whole life to tell you about
George O'Keefe. You might have to fake an injury to get out of the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Greg, before we go to another break, we got about a minute or so. What else can people expect to see at Sputnik Fest? Like, you've got people walking around in
alien costumes.
We haven't
even talked about Sputnik Fest.
I know.
So, Sputnik Fest begins on Saturday, September 6th at noon. And we've got a wide variety. We've got a 5K sponsored by Freaky Printing that is got a brand new trail this time, which goes right along the lakeshore, which I'm really excited about. We've got music by Bacchus Lotus, which is a fabulous Northeast Wisconsin band.
Yeah.
You definitely want to check them out. That's sponsored by TDS, and the bar by Dental Park are good friends. You're going to have a bunch of dentists serving you beer.
Okay.
And you can't go wrong there.
Right.
And we have costume contests all day long. We have the pet costume contest sponsored by Central Bark Doggy Daycare, then a kids, then an adult costume contest. It's all free to the public, but we do have some wonderful raffles going on. Our alien drop raffle
great
at the
food.
End of the night. Great food, great drinks. It's all sponsored by Community First Credit Union. I got to sneak in all of our great sponsors.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we don't have this without them. And every dollar that we collect during Sputnik Fest goes towards RAR West Art Museum education programming during the year.
That is fantastic. And that is the voice of Greg Vadney. We'll have a few more minutes with Greg when we come back, and we'll put a button on Sputnik Fest, and we'll tell you what else you can expect to see if you visit the RAR West in the coming months. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwaba. From the 818, Bridget says, I worked in the cafeteria in college. I had to clean off the trays and load the dishwasher. It was pretty gross, especially first thing in the morning, but it helped pay my way, so I am grateful. Very well said, Bridget. Thank you. That's a response to our question of the night. What is the worst job you ever worked? Carla from Baraboo, that's Conrad's Aunt Carla, says Grandma Krieger going to bed. So Aunt Carla was thinking about jobs. I worked for a temporary place after college. I had to send cribs for orphanages. Not sure where, but my arms hurt for weeks. Clintonville, Wisconsin was the place. Thank you, Aunt Carla. Good to have you back. Where's your aunt been? She took a powder on us for a while there.
She's been on flights.
Okay. That's a good excuse. Greg Vadney is here, folks. We have a few more minutes with our pal from the RAR West Museum in Manitowoc. We were talking about Sputnik Fest. Sputnik Fest is this coming weekend.
It sure is.
So definitely get out there.
It's Saturday, September the 6th.
It's such a fun, weird, cool, awesome festival. I love it.
Yeah. And the whole idea is Sputnik in 1962 crash landed in Manitowoc. And so we do this kind of crazy block party to commemorate that. And actually, it was September the 5th. So we're one day off this year. But we always do it the Saturday after Labor Day. It makes a lot of sense for us. And tons of costumes. So, if you're going to imagine what Sputnik Fest is like, it's a bunch of people dressed up in crazy sci-fi costumes. We have the 501st, which is kind of the official Star Wars costume group that come through. And then different people, like last year, you were there as a judge.
As a judge for the costumes,
and the costume contest winner had made her own alien costume by hand.
That was incredible.
And she's now in design school.
Surprised.
It makes sense after if you had seen it. And then we finish things off with our alien drop raffle, where everybody who wants to participate in this raffle, instead of a ping pong ball, you get a little rubber alien. Rubber aliens end up in a tub. Tub goes up into a fire truck, up the ladder, and gets dumped over where Sputnik hit. Because as a brass ring, you have this built-in bullseye.
Yeah.
And whichever one lands inside or closest, kind of like curling.
Oh, that's so great.
That's our winner. And so that's how we pick the winner of the raffle.
It reminds me of, there was a film called Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox, like in the late 80s,
early 90s.
Yes, I remember
it. Sure.
Your festival has that kind of vibe. I think they had a squash festival or something in the movie. But like Sputnik Fest is just kind of like you go there and everyone's kind of just in a good mood because it's such a fun, unique thing.
Yeah.
And it's all so laid back. It reminded me of something out of a movie. I cannot recommend it enough.
It really is. It's a wonderful kind of like that small town commemorate something that you have that nobody else in the world has.
Right, right. It's not like a satellite drops out of the sky and every
In every town.
Every town. What else you got coming up, Greg, that you want to tell people about here?
Yeah, it's not only Sputnik Fest,
but
we roll into the next thing after next Saturday. As I had said, we're celebrating our 75th anniversary. We've got a wide variety of exhibits all year long that kind of have a through line of that 75th anniversary.
Oh, nice.
And so you'll find those in the historic Vilas Raur Mansion, and those are up until October. We also have, this October, our 51st version of the Art of Table Settings. This is an annual that we have been doing for 51 years. It was founded by Mrs. Ruth West, which is the West in our name. And it invites designers to create tablescapes, many of which that are based on artwork from our collection, or the designer will bring in their own art that has inspired table settings. So some of them might be your more conventional with, you know, floral bouquets and china, but people will take it in all different ways. We've had ones that are kind of like in Arabian tent table setting. I remember one very fondly that was a tailgate where somebody had like cut the back off of like a pickup truck and rigged up the taillights and had it mounted onto the wall and flipped down with the tailgate going on.
Really?
So wide variety. And the beautiful thing about it is, like, we all celebrate meals.
Yeah.
Meals mean something either with others or even meals that you've had on your own. They might connect. And we have about 50 different table settings, and there's no overriding theme each year. So each table setting is its own theme. So I might look at one, doesn't really connect with me. Another one doesn't connect with me. And then I see a farm table, and I'm like, that's like my grandma's house.
Oh, nice.
I remember being a kid and my grandma making like fried chicken from scratch and you know, us going out to the garden and picking stuff. And suddenly it hits you and you realize like meals mean something on a very, very human level to people. And it cuts through.
That is so cool. Greg Vadney is here, the director of the Raur West Museum in Manitowoc. Check out Sputnik Fest this weekend. We've got a couple texts to get through. Janet says, as a teenager, corn detasseling in the heat of July. That was her worst job. Still doesn't sound as bad as yours.
Yeah? It was monotonous.
At least you were in a heated, nice place.
Yeah, no kidding. I wasn't in a bad place.
And then on the stream, Dave Kunish says, I love the trucks with balls hanging down in the back. I think he's being sarcastic.
Those are called truck nuts.
Truck nut. I thought it was truck balls, but I see that and I immediately think, well, I can tell you what the guy driving it doesn't have. Like, it always seems like it's compensating, right?
Yeah, it's even compensating for your truck. Just get a more powerful truck.
Right. My truck is much more attractive now. Tomorrow night, folks, on the show, Northeast Wisconsin actor Dan Davies will be here. He's got a lot to discuss and a lot going on. And celebrity chef and tailgate expert Robbie Schultz will be here as well. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Greg, thank you as always. It's so much fun when you come in here, dude.
It's a pleasure, Pete.
And if you want more information on Sputnik Fest, go to Facebook in about 5 minutes. Greg's picture will be up there. He is our window love dude tonight on our Facebook pictures. And he's going to be holding up a poster. You can see all the information you need about Sputnik Fest.
And if you need to find it on your own, you can go to our website, rawwestartmuseum.org.
That's a better way to do it, probably.
No,
but
let's go to the Facebook.
Absolutely. All right, on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, we are coming back tomorrow night, folks. We're only going away for like 22 hours here. We'll be back. We hope you are, too. Thank you for all your texts. Thank you to Greg Vadney and Ty Williams. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Good night, Wisconsin. I'll sing it to you.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.